This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing I'm a little bit baffled by as Scottie Scheffler shoots a 64, his career low in a major to take the lead into the weekend at the Open Championship, is how he was able to change clothes five times during this round. I mean, I don't think he necessarily changed his pants or his underwear or anything like that. I think that would have been a bigger story. But, I mean, he goes from the hoodie to then it warms up to the polo to then there's like the slicker. And then there's the hoodie and the slicker. Is it the same one? Is it already wet? They said he changed clothes like five times. I will maybe have, depending on, you know, the forecast, a jacket in my bag or never a hoodie. It's golf, but times have changed. I might have like a garment or two. I'm also in a golf cart. And, you know, at some point the bag just becomes unwieldy when you have your closet. And does the closet fit into the bag? I don't know. I mean, I know these caddies are good. They had to have how many now he's changing his clothes in the scorer's tent. How many wardrobe changes do you actually prepare for at the Open Championship? Probably this is the tournament where it would be the most. Well, that for now will have to go unanswered unless our guest on the Western Hotline, Sam Panayotovich, happens to know the answer to this question. Sam, how well versed are you in wardrobe changes at majors?
I'm not, but if you would have gave me 3.5 over under, I probably would have taken the over.
These bags are, you know, lightweight enough and big enough to handle numerous jackets and hoodies, apparently. I guess so.
Well, when you're the best player in the world, you can do whatever you want. And it's funny you bring up Scottie to start, because that's where I was going to start. I haven't watched a single second of the Open Championship. And don't you dare call it the British, people. It's
no.
The Open Championship. Anyways, I saw Scheffler this morning. I slept in a little bit because we're off again this week for the All-Star break. I looked at my apps about 8:30 in the morning. Scottie Scheffler was about plus 185 to win the whole tournament. And what does every golf wise guy tell you? Oh, you can't bet plus 185. There's no value. Well, the price right now is minus 200 or higher. So I didn't pull the trigger, and I kick myself when a guy like him is so well versed, his form is good, he's as dominant as it gets, and I still talk myself out of it because, oh, I can't bet plus 185 on a golfer. Well, moron, now it's minus 200. So I always do this to myself in golf, and these are what the sharp golf people always tell me. You can't bet favorites. You can't bet this. You can't bet that. And as we talked about pretty much every major this year, usually the good guys are right around the top.
So is the lesson here now, Sam, you definitely can't bet him at minus 200, or that you should?
I would now, because I'm in a total mathematical pretzel and I already missed all the good numbers, I would wait and see if maybe he kicks a couple holes early tomorrow. The issue there is that, you know, you might have to get up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday. I don't know when he's going to tee up. I'm guessing. Well, actually, now that I know that it's Saturday, yeah, it'll be late. Now that again, vacation mode is in full throttle over there, Mike.
Yes.
So you don't really have that ability to get him at a plus price anymore. Now, if he comes, you know, 5 over in the first 9, he'll go out to plus money, but you're probably not going to get a chance to get him at plus money the rest of the way because the liability just builds up and builds up and builds up. So I wouldn't lay – I mean, if I didn't want to take plus 185, I'm not laying 200.
He's almost definitely not going to be far from the lead by the time he tees off, which I'm guessing will be our time – or Eastern time, at least, between like 10:30, something like that. 5 hour round, 5 hours ahead, 3 o'clock local maybe. So – I mean, this morning you got up and he was plus 185 because he was 6 shots back. Like that was Brian Hart or 5 shots back. Brian Harman at -8 and Scheffler hadn't teed off yet at 3 under. There were a lot of people between the lead and him. That's the kind of respect he gets. But very unlikely tomorrow he'll be far from the lead. I don't know. The weather is interesting here too. But by the time he starts his round, for him to lose, he's going to have to shoot like 72 or something like that and bring a lot of people into it. That's my guess.
What I would really like, and we'll see how this round concludes and we'll see exactly the standings after 2 days at the Open. I would love for one of these books, BetMGM, whoever, to just put out a market Scheffler against the field.
Yeah.
That would get my wheels spinning because if you're going to tell me Scotty's -200 to win, you know, you could probably, if somebody were to calculate a price, it would be very close to that number, of course. That's the question. Would you take the field if you could get plus money of all the guys?
I love and hate that bet. It goes back to the Tiger years. On this show, we have been running a game. You might know about it. We've talked about it probably in passing when the majors come around, where Bulldog and myself and a third person, Brian Koziol, one of our golf guys, take turns picking 10 players from the field, just looking for the winner. That's it. And we've handicapped it. So if you pick one of the 3 favorites, you get half a unit. And if you go outside the top 20 favorites, you get 2X. So it's a really fun bet. Scheffler is ruining it. I mean, this is what Tiger did to fantasy golf 25 years ago, where he was literally one big one I played in. I know I do go back that far. One big one I played in those years, like you were not allowed to take Tiger. And Scheffler, I mean, he's not quite there yet, but Scheffler versus the field, Sam, is reminiscent of Tiger versus the field bets.
And he's priced very similarly in a lot of these tournaments. Now, the only thing that has made him, I guess, less expensive is because Rory finally won the Masters this year. So there was a huge Rory tax the next 2 majors that kind of pulled, you know, financial liability away from Scotty. But I'm curious going into next April at Augusta, what do we see on Scotty? You know, because Tiger in his prime, like late 90s, actually let's push it forward, like 2002 Tiger, he's -200 to win a major.
Yeah.
So, that's like when Garrett Crochet starts for the Red Sox. That's the mathematical equivalent. You know, Crochet at home against the Royals. As I bring up Rory, though, see, this is why I hate gambling, because I look at the board and I look at the market and I see Rory at 30-1. And I think, oh, there's a good number on Rory, but he's probably not going to win. But you're always enticed by the right number.
I've loved so many golf bets through the years, and I've never won a single one because they're always...
Never?
Well, maybe not never. Sometimes you get to, I mean, numbers that are even crazier than that on guys that are like top 20 in the world and, you know, they threaten, but winning is winning. Like, you're going to have to stare this guy down, not just, you know, play well and have a good showing. You got to beat him. And that's the hard part, isn't it? You know, like you could pick a guy who comes in at 50-1. He had a great week, but he has to win.
He's been top 10 12 times this year, and that number will go to 13. I I feel pretty confident in that. I don't know if he's going to win. I mean, he's favored to win. I would be stunned if he fell outside the top 10. But if you go back to, let's go to the Texas Open, which wrapped up at the end of March. Here's the way he's finished. Second, fourth, eighth, first, fourth, first, seventh, sixth, eighth. Wow. That is the definition of consistency, Mike.
Wow, it's so good. I want to share this, too. And by the way, Sam and I did have, as usual, a short chat before the show. And the one thing he told me was, I haven't seen a minute of the golf tournament. So we're still on the golf. But the other day, before the tournament started, I saw a graphic on Golf Channel of the greats and their average finish in the Open Championship. And Tiger's was 18th. He won three, but his average finish was 18th. McIlroy was something like 37th, and many of the other, you know, tip of the tongue great golfers in history, kind of in that range. Jack Nicklaus was third. His average finish over 20 years in that tournament, if I saw it right, was 3.2. That's pretty good.
Wow. Credit to him. Also, the field clearly not as talented as it is now. Okay, let's see. I'm going to get you a price by the end of this segment because I can't do it at BetMGM. But I know somebody will let me parlay Scheffler to win and the Bills to win the AFC East. I'm going to get in on that. Yep. Bang, bang, bang.
Why is that not sponsored yet? The weekly Bills to win the AFC East, which I was talking about here earlier today, minus 280 at BetMGM. I think that number is stretching out a little bit. And the second shortest in the NFL to win their division is Baltimore. At minus 150, which is kind of interesting, too. Hey, look, the hot dogs have been eaten, Sam. It's kind of football season here. We're going to camp. It's kind of starting. Is the NFL, I mean, you're going back to work on Monday. Is that where your head is?
Oh, 100%. I was looking at my Fox Sports. Not that I look at my history of stories written, but before I came on here, I'm looking. The last, let's see, one, two, three, four of the last five stories I've written are football.
One is hot dogs.
Three NFL, one is hot dogs, correct. You're right. one is hot dogs, three NFL, one college football. So we're getting there. And ironically enough, there we go, Scheffler to win the Open and the Bills to win the division, plus 110. That's a winner. That's probably a winner. Anyways, I digress.
Wow.
You're noticing when you log into the apps now, whatever app you use, they're starting to slide NFL towards the front.
Yeah. You know? Yes, yes.
A couple of weeks ago, it was Major League Baseball, and then it was NBA Summer League. And now it's like NFL is in slot three or four, depending on the book you look at. Still in front of NCAA football and NBA. But we are throttled up, man. And I'll tell you what, they wanted us to write about a team that nobody's talking about. And that's always a complex, editorial angle. Somebody's talking about it, but I guess they didn't want the Eagles, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. So I was looking at Cincinnati, and humor me on this one. Cincinnati to lose in the AFC Championship game, not win, lose, is 10-1. Is that the worst idea?
No. They'll have a very tough time getting home field. I mean, that's pretty much an understatement, but like, what are we talking about for the Bengals? Likely a wild card. So they get the five, they win 11 games. Baltimore wins 12. They get the wild card. They go to Indianapolis. I didn't want to say Houston, just make it too obvious. So they go to Indianapolis 5-4, and then they win one more. Then you're in that game. And then you can win either way. If you make the game, you'll win either way.
Yeah, because if they were to get to the AFC Championship game, which we've seen before,
and
Burrow's the only guy that's knocked off Mahomes in the AFC playoffs,
yep.
I would probably guess, let's just say it's Cincy at Buffalo or Cincy at Baltimore. Those are the two highest power-rated teams in the league. I'm going to guess right now Buffalo is a four-point favorite, 4.5 at home. If it were to get that far, I don't think they'd be a touchdown dog, but then I could just bet Buffalo to win the Super Bowl, and then I'm guaranteed to have a team in the Super Bowl. Well, I'm guaranteed to win one way or the other, right? Like, I'll have Buffalo in the Super Bowl, or I'll have the Bengals to lose. So yeah, that's just a number, because you look at the prices on Buffalo, Kansas City, and in Baltimore to lose in the AFC title game. It's like 4-1, 5-1. So you're trying to get creative with these stories, and I kind of like put the lipstick on the pig of how great Joe Burrow was last year. And in case anybody forgot, I mean, holy crap, almost 5,000 yards, 49 touchdowns, and 7 picks. And Chase, who I know you like, you're taking in a lot of your fantasy stuff.
It's hard.
He had 1,700 yards and 17 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the offense is there. They also lost, 4 games by one score?
Well, right.
No, more than that. But they lost 4 games when they scored 30 points. So, yep. It's just like, eventually that's going to regress in their favor, one would think.
They lost the 2 Baltimore games, both. One was 35-34 on a missed 2-point play. The other was in overtime after they missed a field goal, 41-38. So yeah, they could have ended up.
I got the number.
They could have ended up better.
I got the number here.
What's that?
Sorry, Mike. I got the number. They lost 7 of their first 8 1-score games.
Remember Jaden Daniels on the Monday night to McLaurin, that prayer in the end zone to beat him? That was another one. Week 3.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Paniadovich on the West Her hotline. The Chiefs. So I had a conversation yesterday with our guy in Kansas City, Alex Gold. And, you know, we've had sort of 2 years ago when they made their run on the road through Buffalo and Baltimore, you had a community.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If people, maybe including Joe Ostrowski, who were like, careful, you want to bet against them, go for it. You want to bet, you want to not take the Chiefs as an underdog getting points, okay. But, you know, do so at your own peril. And they got there. And then, you know, they lost the Super Bowl, but they kind of did it again despite struggling all season. Do we want to tempt fate this year with the Chiefs? It's a good division. They're going to find decent odds on other teams there. Are we ready this time to, again, tempt fate and bet against Kansas City?
I've done this 6 straight years now. I just bet a unit on them to win the Super Bowl every August. I just like it's the easiest bet collectively, of course, because if you've done it for 6 straight years, I mean, think about the rings they have and then think about the times they lost in the game. So you get a good spot though. I mean, if they're in the Super Bowl, you could either free roll it or hedge it or whatever. I mean, you could put yourself in a great spot.
Yep.
Let's see. They're still cheaper. It's so funny. They won 3 Super Bowls and they still have longer odds than both Baltimore and Buffalo. I don't mean to laugh, which is very funny to me. It's the same thing with the Patriots. I mean, this is the same situation where you know they're good enough at coach and quarterback to get there. The question is the math good enough? But 3 years ago, they're 5-1. Now they're 8-1. But I will say, I think that this beginning of the schedule for them is no walk in the park. I mean, they got to go to Brazil week one and play Harbaugh.
Brazil.
And the Chargers. That's not an easy start, no matter who you are.
No.
So you start the year. Here's how you start the year if you're Kansas City. You play the Chargers in Brazil. Then you get the Eagles. Then you go to the Giants, which you should win. Then you play Baltimore. Good Lord, man.
Keep going.
I mean, three of those four could be losses.
Keep going.
At Jacksonville. Then you're home against the Lions.
Yep.
So this would be a team maybe more than any other year, because last year they started gangbusters and they were winning like every game. If they start 2-3 or 2-4, I remember the year like they went to the Super Bowl early in Mahomes' career, and Trent Dilfer was like, "Oh, the Chiefs dynasty's over," after four games, and then they go to the Super Bowl that year. So I mean, you could probably, if they were to lose three of their first five or four of their first six, that 8-1 becomes, I don't know, 14-1, and then you could bet it then. You could buy low.
That's what the move would be. There are a number of teams whose schedules seem really tipped either toward the front half or the back half this year. So there might be an edge somewhere in your world, our world, dare I say it, in that. Do you have, just a couple of minutes left with Sam, do you have a favorite division winner bet?
Aside from the elephant in the room?
The Bills? I mean, you're not going to bet
the
them Bills in minus 280. Yeah, I mean, that.
Yeah, no, I'm just parlaying it with everything not nailed down.
Right.
Man, if you're looking for a price, I mean, we've talked about this now several times. You, Bulldog, and myself.
Dallas.
Yep, yep. Dallas is the one. Just for a price. I mean, look, I can sit here and go, all right, let me give you every favorite. But I can tell you this. The Westgate had them. Westgate's a casino in Vegas, the Superbook. Westgate had them as high as plus 830 about a month ago. Somebody walked in, a guy who I know, and bet 5,000 at plus 830. And they moved it to like 750 right away. It's to win about 41,000. Now, he got a much better number than market right now. But if you can still get that 650, 675, like Caesars Sportsbook has a 675 on Dallas, that's not a bad bet, Mike.
I like it too. I have it at plus 550. Now I feel like a chump, but plus 550 at MGM still. I mean, that's longer than Pittsburgh. That's longer than some New England. It's longer than some kind of maybe bad teams. And I don't know. I'm excited about Dallas. I mean, that's also the fantasy player in me talking with George Pickens. I mean, they could throw a billion passes this year. Lamb, Pickens, Ferguson. They're nowhere at running back, Sam. Like, if Prescott stays healthy, which he hasn't always done, that could be a huge year. There's your MVP bet. If they win the division from where they've been, and he was second 2 years ago. Like, if you want, you're trying to find somebody at playable odds for MVP, it's that guy.
And there's also the built-in narrative that he was hurt last year to play in the year angle. Look, when he's on the field and Micah Parsons is on the field, they win double digits. I think people doubt the coach or have questions about the coach. I understand it. But, look, there are worse receiver rooms in the league, CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, and they love the tight end there. Dak is very good, play action, just got to stay on the field. I was going to ask you a question, actually.
Go.
Chase 12-1, Jefferson 16, Nacua 16, offensive player of the year. Which one excites you the most?
Jefferson, because I think Chase is, I mean, he's sort of the guy who's already, did he win the award last year? I mean, he had the triple crown in receiving stats.
No,
so
Barkley, of course. Won it last
okay.
year.
So it doesn't matter. Like, he's already up here. He's the favorite for a reason based on last season. And I think with Jefferson, the skepticism about J.J. McCarthy is baked into that. And I don't know. Love the coach. I can buy the player. I could see Jefferson still being Jefferson. And Nacua, I know you have loved him. I'm not against that. But with Devontae Adams there, I think he has a tougher time compiling. So Jefferson, they're all around the same price. I'd pick him.
Yeah, I might bet smaller amounts. I might bet all three, but I can promise you now, I know we're a ways away, but Monday night, week one, I will have a massive bet on the Vikings to go into Chicago and win on the money line.
There's one thing we know from Bet Sweats. They are not with the Bears. The Bears are going to have to do something good first, which is, again, reasonable. Very good. Sam, thanks for a nice conversation. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys. See you.
Sam Paniatovich, Odyssey Betting Insider, BetMGM for all the latest odds. And you can check out Sam with Joe Ostrowski weekday mornings 9 to noon on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app. Then again, if you do not want to bet on J.J. McCarthy, who barely threw a pass at Michigan, to be prolific as a passer, then I guess stay away. I'd love to draft as much Ja'Marr Chase as Sam thinks I'm doing, but you have to have the first pick. You kind of have to have the first pick to get Ja'Marr Chase most of the time. Fantasy Friday, there you go. We'll get back to the Open Championship and a little bit on how things are going at the Porter Cup with Brian Koziol after the next break. Tyler Dunn will join me later. This is Mike Shope. Thanks for listening to WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.